Hey everybody, I'm Renee Seiler along with Nicole Sanders. We make up the team behind Lady Max Lifestyle, and we're here with Lady Max Lifestyle podcast, Real Women, Real Food, Real Results. This is podcast number one. It's going to be five do's and don'ts for the summer barbecue. Stand by. And we are back. I'm here with my partner in crime, Nicole Sanders. You guys know her. You love her occasionally.
Most times.
I don't think so. I don't think it's most times.
They love me in front of my face, but behind my back, they do something else.
The they we're talking about is our community of women that we built that make up Lady Max Lifestyle. And for those of you who don't know or aren't familiar with what we do, we have a, I think, unique plan to help women get strong,
yep,
keep their weight under control, build muscle, do all the things that I think are important for women as they age.
Yeah, but what makes it unique is I think we're different from many of the other, because we're like the opposite of the weight loss industry.
Yeah,
we're like a whole other thing,
and that is the subject for a whole other podcast.
Correct.
Because we don't have time to dive into that.
But we don't. But yeah, we're not just any old, you know,
run-of-the-mill.
Run-of-the-mill, no. Exercise, weight loss, nutrition plan kind of. Yeah, that's not us at all.
That ain't us. But so for those of you who are not familiar with what we do, I'll make sure that you'll be able to find us. Oh, hell, I'll tell you right now. Go to LadyMaxLifestyle.com. Wow, wasn't that easy? All right. So we're actually here because we do have some information that we wanted to share, not just with you, but also to our own community, which is about the summer barbecue.
Mm.
Because, you know, here we are at the beginning of summer.
Yep.
Lots of eating out, lots of, yep, barbecues, and people can really kind of undo a lot of the work that they've done through the year, can't they?
Yeah, for some reason, as soon as this time of year rolls in, people think that it gives
it's
them
a license to eat.
Yeah, and really, it's not. And there are ways, I mean, it's not like you can't have fun. I think it is the season to enjoy and have fun and indulge and all of that. But you have to put some limitations on something,
yeah,
some moderation.
Yeah, moderation. I like that word.
Yeah.
I think I like moderation better than
over limitations.
Over limitations.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
Yeah, I like moderation,
yeah,
over limitation.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing because we're trying not, you know, it's not like we're, you know, you're not in food jail.
No. But sometimes I use the word limitation because there are some people out there who really need some limitations. They need some parameters.
Right.
You know, and it's, and so I think that's why for me, you either like me or you love me because I'm going to come real. So
there's no other choice. They're just going to, yeah, like you or they're going to love you. There's no hate you.
No,
I actually think there might be
some hate. No, okay. there is some hate.
All right.
But it is what it is. I really do try to call it as I see it. And we say this all the time that we're not here to be friends.
Yeah.
We're here to.
Well, I mean, I am. You don't care. Well, actually.
Yeah. You know, that's not what, as far as I'm concerned, that's not what we are in the business of being friends. If that were the case, then we would be some kind of dating service or something. You know, we're here to get women from point A to point B, and you can't be that way. Just like with moms and kids, you know, you either have to be a mom at some point, maybe as they get older, you could be a friend, but
yeah,
you need to be a mom first. So that's what we are. Are we moms?
I guess so. You've had 100 children.
Boy,
your uterus,
wow,
must be just worn out.
Woo!
All right. So then let's dive into this just a little, okay, bit, because there are five. We have five do's and don'ts. So that's not five do's and don'ts combined. It's five do's and five don'ts,
yeah,
for summer barbecuing.
Yeah, yeah.
So if this were a football game, I'm going to be the play-by-play, and you're going to provide the color, which will be, you'll be filling in the blanks, all,
okay,
right?
Okay.
So number one, you say, don't skip breakfast. Why? Well, you should never skip breakfast anyway.
You should never skip breakfast anyway, but you could rest assured that if you go to a barbecue and you're hungry, you're going to eat everything that's there. You're going to want everything. You're going to be hungry. It's obvious. So you're going to take in way more calories you would had you had breakfast. So now you're not starving.
Yeah.
You're not hungry. And the first sight of, you know, that dish that you haven't had all year is not going to really, you know, drag you down.
And you know exactly the mentality, because they're thinking, oh, I haven't, if I conserve my calories in the daytime, then that I can have more at night.
Right.
And then so they won't eat breakfast because they're trying to sort of create space, if you will.
Right. So imagine not eating and then all of a sudden throwing, you know, 3,000, 4,000 calories into your body.
Down your gullet. Just open it up and just shovel it
out. So just imagine the effects of that on your body, on your system. So now your body's working overtime to try to digest that. And guess what? It doesn't work that fast. It can't work that hard.
And we all just want a nap after you do that.
Exactly. So make sure you eat breakfast before you go.
All right. Secondly, you say, I think this is interesting. Don't eat the hot dogs.
Ooh. Yeah. Unless you know for a fact, and you've seen the package yourself, that they are, and you're 100% sure that they are nitrate and MSG free.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you will blow up like a puffer fish.
Whoa. Like Mrs. Puff in SpongeBob.
And you'll have that the next day as well.
Yeah. Your rings don't fit right.
Yeah.
You feel you're wearing piano wire around your waist.
Right. So I think it's important to note that just one hot dog or, you know, one bite of this or one bite of that has a lasting effect.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that my rings are always the first thing that doesn't fit right. And you're like, oh no. Now
what? Your ankles and feet get swollen.
And then it takes some time to kind of deflate.
Yeah. And then you feel blah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So number one, eat breakfast. Number two, don't eat the hot dogs. Number three, don't touch the sauce.
Stay away from the sauce. If you see food that's swimming in juice, it looks like it's thick, avoid like the plague, because that's one good way and one easy way to take something that could have otherwise been pretty healthy and just load it with a bunch of fat calories. The thing that comes to mind is broccoli covered cheese. What is it? The broccoli with the cheese all over it. What's it? It's called something.
Oh, broccoli with cheese. Oh, something else.
Well, no,
broccoli covered in cheese.
No, I thought it was. It's not called something.
Well, we're gonna call it broccoli covered in cheese for our purposes here.
Broccoli in a cheese sauce or something.
Okay, well, we'll go with that.
That's
insane. By the way, you take
really
this thing
is.
That's like good and make it really bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In one fell swoop.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch the sauce. All right, number four. Don't be afraid to make your host aware of your fitness and health goals.
Yeah. If I'm sure that if your friends care about you, if your family and friends care about you, they're going to want you to be comfortable at the barbecue. They're going to want you to feel like you can eat.
Yeah.
And so I think that if you just said, you know, I'm really watching what I'm eating. I'm trying to be healthier. I think most people will understand that and then have some dishes that you actually can eat.
I agree. And if they don't, you could bring your own, right?
You could absolutely bring your own.
Yeah. I think we sometimes, as women, we're like, oh, but I don't want to put anybody out. So if you're doing this for your health, right, and this is your priority and this is paramount, then you are going to have to kind of speak up.
Yep.
You're going to have to, excuse me. You are going to have to let people know that that you need to make some concessions.
Right.
And you're not trying to make it difficult on them.
No, not at all.
You're just saying, this is my reality.
What I'm doing,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
That, and then you say, don't waste your caloric intake on condiments. Since ketchup, barbecue sauce, they look good, but they are loaded with
sodium and sugar.
Yeah.
You know, you could very easily create a dressing with just a little olive oil, some herbs and spices, lemon juice, you know, and there you have a great dressing for almost anything.
Yeah.
I think we have to get out of the habit of feeling like we need certain things. Like if we don't get the broccoli with cheese, then we don't want the broccoli. If we don't get, you know, I don't know, if we don't get the baked sweet potato without the sugar and all the other stuff that the butter and all of that, then we shouldn't eat it. It's not going to be good. You know, we have to start getting into the habit of eating better so that our bodies could expect more from us. And then we won't have the cravings that we have.
And I think also, like, if you're going to go to a barbecue,
yeah,
I don't see anything wrong with saying, all right, I'm going to have a beer,
yeah,
and a brat,
oh, for or sure, something.
However, you better have worked really hard,
yes,
the week leading up to that.
Yes, yes. And you need to make choices. So if that's the case, if you want that, if that's that that's one of your things and you can't wait, or, you know, the person whose house you're going to makes a, you know, I don't know, a terrific, some sort of casserole or something, you know, or great ribs or something like that, and you want to be able to indulge in that, then you have to make a choice prior to that. You know, maybe days leading up, make sure you're on point with your diet.
Right.
Once you get there, make sure that you sort of figure out, okay, I'm not going to go buck wild and dive into the sangria, you know, I'm
going to head first.
Right. Because I want that dish.
Yeah.
I've been waiting, you know, I know they've been talking about it all week. Yeah. I want some of that. You know, so it's really about not acting like we're at the Last Supper everywhere we go.
Oh my God, I'm not gonna have any food for it's like 40 days of famine.
Right.
No, there really will be food tomorrow. Yeah,
that's right.
All right, so that's interesting because that brings us to the list of do's, and the first do is, you say, do exercise portion control.
Yes. Yes. You know, oftentimes there's going to be desserts, you know, where they may have salad plates. They'll have smaller plates. Use those plates to put your food on. I mean, unless you, and I know as women, we're so concerned about what people think. Most women are not going to stockpile a tiny little dessert plate. Right?
Like shit is falling off.
Right. Most women won't do that. So I would say make sure you go in and eyeball the smaller plates.
Okay.
And then, you know, you could take a taste of everything. I'm not saying don't taste stuff.
Right.
But don't gorge on it either.
Yeah. Also, you say to go lean. That seems obvious. So choose the leanest cut of meat that's there.
Yep. What you put into your gullet is really what ends up on your waist. So if you put fatty foods, in your mouth, if that's what you're eating mostly, then that's going to show.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I'm trying to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of our women are on eating plans. And I know that you and I, you know, follow similar eating plans.
Yeah.
You know, and chicken is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. So you get to a barbecue and you're like, oh my God, please, anything but chicken.
Yeah.
What else could they have?
I would say any protein is fair game, you know, because one, if... particularly if you haven't had it, mm-hmm, in a while, you know,
ribs,
let's say, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, this is a lifestyle, what we're doing. We're not trying to cut out every single piece of fun food that there is. So if you get there and you see the ribs and you know that that's what Uncle Charlie is good for, then absolutely go for that. Mm-hmm. But again, in moderation. And if you already know that, like I said, plan that.
And by the way, if you're going to a barbecue next week, don't have the ribs again. You can't have ribs every week,
right,
and expect that you're going to still be making gains.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. I don't understand. Like, sometimes it's just like common sense,
yeah,
you know, but
yeah,
sometimes I guess people, whatever.
Common sense is not common.
That's true. All right. So you say do go with the green side dishes. That's important too.
If this is, I know,
if they're not broccoli covered in cheese,
if they're not covered, mm-hmm, in cheese, if they're not covered in sauces, I know I'm going to probably have a lot of people come down on me for saying this, but I am black and I know,
holy shit, you are.
And I know how the black barbecues are. And actually, where I come from, they call cookouts.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for sure,
yeah,
that if and when there is a green dish, a green vegetable there, it has a lot of fat in it.
Wah, wah,
or
wah.
Sugar.
Wah, wah, wah.
You know, so so yes, look for the green veggies. But if you see again that they're swimming in butter and oil and the fat's running all through it, stay away from that.
So then what's the next best?
You know, green salads.
Just a salad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dump sugary beverages. You're talking about the sodas, the lemonade, the sweet tea. Just don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, in at least in our program, we work really hard to try to help detox a woman's body from the sugar. So if you... excuse me. A lot of times what happens is once you go to like a barbecue and you grab the cookie, that's going to start a snowball effect.
Yep.
You know, so with the sodas and the fruity drinks, I know in the summertime you want that cold glass of lemonade or the sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Yeah, and that's great, but you're taking in a whole lot of sugar. Yeah. And it's more sugar than really what it's worth.
Right.
It really is.
Well, I don't think people understand kind of that sugar is really the devil.
Yeah.
It's really, really bad. I mean, I always call it a fat incubator, that it helps your body store fat. But it's really much more insidious. It's in more places than I think we know.
Yeah.
But it creates this kind of it spikes your blood sugar and then it drops you like, you know, like you're coming off of a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you're fatigued and you're tired and you're dragging.
Yep.
And what's the thing you do? You look for more sugar because that's that quick pick me up.
Right. And the thing with the sugar, these sugary drinks, is that the more you drink them, the thirstier you get.
Oh.
So then you go for another glass. Same thing with, the alcoholic beverages, you know, Bahama Mamas and all those kinds of alcoholic beverages. I mean, you get more thirsty.
Yeah. You got to go in with a plan.
Yes.
You got to go in with a plan.
I think that's the bottom line.
Right. I mean, and it doesn't have to be a plan for no fun. It just is like a plan with like some parameters. And the last do you say, and we already kind of touched on this, but we can expound on it. Do feel free to bring your own healthy dish that everyone can enjoy. So you don't even have to just pack your own food. You could say, if you know that Uncle Charlie's going to be there with his sauce covered ribs, then bring your own, but bring something that you can eat and share with everybody else.
Yeah. Whenever I go to something like that, I ask, you know, particularly if it's family. I mean, obviously you can't do, if you're going someplace with a friend and you don't know anybody, then it's a little more difficult. However, you can bring something. But for me, particularly if it's people that I know, family, friends, I always ask them, okay, is there something that I could bring or what's being served? Mm-hmm. Because I eat a certain way. I don't have any problems in telling anybody I eat a certain way. These are the things that I don't typically have in my diet. And that's just that. So I think women really have to, you know, we're so strong and we have such strong opinions on so many things, except when it comes to this kind of thing. Like you said, you know, we don't want to put people out. We don't want to let them know that, you know, listen, this is what I'm doing and you need to understand that because I need you to help me through this. So I think if women could just do the same that they will, or as they're with their kids, I mean, they have these strong convictions with their kids, with, you know, whether or not their kids could sleep over people's houses and all that kind of stuff. Have the same conviction with yourself when it comes to what you need by way of food and exercise.
All right. There you go. 10 tips. We said it was 5 tips, but it's 5 do's and don'ts, and 5 + 5 = 10. So we're just going to call it. So we're just going to call it 10. You guys are all set for the summer and the summer cookouts and the summer barbecues and everything that is going to come your way. If you're looking for more information on a healthy lifestyle, this is not a diet. This is a plan that you're going to be on for the rest of your life if you want to look a certain way. Please look us up at LadyMaxLifestyle.com. We have a really great special right now. We're calling it the 14-Day Fat Burner. So that'll get you into your bathing suit and give you a little taste of what it is we do. Okay, you guys, so that's it for our Lady Max Lifestyle podcast, episode 1, which is 5 do's and don'ts for the summer barbecue. All right, and we'll see you next time.